Hi friends, I'm Marge, your host, and welcome to Just Checking In, a podcast capturing human connections, authentic conversations, despite our gaps in locations and time zones. Over here, we'll basically just chat about how we experience life, and for our first season, we'll ponder upon love, dating, and relationships during a pandemic. For this episode, I checked in with an internet friend turned into a real-life friend. Ansel Seto. Not that internet friends aren't real, but, you know, we've met in person, and yeah, we haven't caught up in a minute since the New Year's, actually. Here, we talked a lot about loneliness during these times, so let's go ahead and check in with her.
I feel so formal. My hands are, like, clasped right now. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Talk about you, Anne. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Oh my god. Oh lang to.
Grabe.
Gago.
Hi.
Anyway, hi. I'm Anne. I'm Marge's friend. I have a YouTube channel for you.
Yes.
You have time to do that. I'm a fine arts student. That's it. That's it about me.
Cool. I mean, like, I would love for you to talk about how we met. So, because, you know, everyone's like, you know, everyone like, I invited are like my friends. But like, what's interesting about it for me is how I met everyone and how, you know, different our versions are.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
the floor is yours.
This is really weird for me because like my ex-boyfriend was a part of this story, but like, it's
sure,
okay.
Sure.
Marge can just be the main character of that story, period. Uh-huh. I remember going to this event called Bandwagon, and I was hoeing myself out there. And then
love that.
Marge passed by in front of me, and he was like, what did you say? You were like, hi.
I remember.
You said something.
I think it was like somewhere along the lines, hi, I follow you on Instagram or something, or like I watch your YouTube. Do you already have your YouTube at that time?
Yeah. And then you passed by me really quickly, and I was just like, holy shit, I thought that was a ghost. And then I found her later. Like, she was just like chilling by the escalator there. Oh my god, yes. And then I was just like, hi. And then we just started talking. Literally, we even talked about like how our day was going, and like I told you that I was waiting for like to hold myself out, you know.
Yes, girl, I was like hyping you up. I remember.
I know. She definitely did that.
Then. Yeah, I was at that event as an intern. That was like what, way back 2017, is it?
Mm. 2016.
But yeah, basically that's how we met. When's the next time we hang out? Wait, is it my event now? Or
when did we next hang out?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Our friendship is like very low-key, you know, we kind of just like say hi. But when we like hang out, it's like it's always a good time. So that's what I love about it.
I Marge has like a shindig because like Marge, like you throw like these little parties and I'm just like, say less. I'm coming. I'm going.
Yeah, we have like those events or like, you know, little gatherings, and she's always present, which I very much appreciate. But yeah, I want to check in with you. How are you these days?
I'm good, but like what's sinking into me right now is like dating during the pandemic is so hard.
Oh,
it's so hard. Like,
right, how did that come up? Like, are you looking into dating, or what's the tea? What's happening? I mean, I haven't heard, you know, from you since the New Year's. First of all, guys,
I feel like I'm in a hot seat.
New Year's with her. This is actually, that was my first time spending it with a friend. It was, I told her that night.
I know.
It has always been, you know, like my dream. I'm like, you know what? I want like, I want to spend holidays, New Year's with friends. And I did. There's so many like off-time stories, which I love, but I just like want to tell. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god.
We played hide and seek.
We weren't really playing hide and seek. We were just unhinged for some reason.
So, and because I think visitors are not allowed yet, right?
I sneak her in.
Yeah, basically, long story short, we were chilling at the rooftops and roof deck or something. We weren't supposed to be there. Got caught. And literally my excuse was, oh, we were just playing hide and seek.
I was literally right there with like a blanket and snacks with me. Ready to chill. And then it's like, oh, you can't be here.
You can't be here. Were super nice. Well, it's me. So going back to what you said, I'm glad that you're good. But what's up with the dating?
What's going on? The dating is not so good right now. It's like, because this pandemic existed, it seems like everything is a little bit harder than the usual. And dating is a part of that, you know, like you can't meet up with someone, watch a movie, or like, hey, let's have dinner. It's like, no, you can't dine in at places. You can't watch movies because the theaters are closed. So it's kind of like a really, really hard challenge for everyone to date. Because like, how do you date online? Like, how do you date? Wow. Not there.
Because I'm not the best person to this question.
No.
we know the history, but yeah, I mean, I want to kind of, this is just like me kind of prying, but yeah, you're in the hot seat. And because it's interesting to me, like, it's been more than 3 months, and you know, I'm glad that you're good, but since you mentioned like dating, since when did you like open up the, you know, possibilities? Because I can't
letting a person into my life.
Yeah, like I can't even like imagine, you know, how do you even date? I have the same question. How do you even date in a pandemic, right? It's a different situation here in the Philippines. Like, as everybody knows, like the rest of the world is kind of catching up already, you know, with their lives. So it's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
Here it's like we're still behind. But yeah, like when did that kind of came about? Did you just like wake up and you were just like, you know what? I'm open to receiving love.
Honestly, you couldn't have said it better. That was it. I was like, I woke up one day and he's like, you know, maybe I need a little bit more attention. Maybe I need to up my game. So I'm like, okay, let's date.
Right.
But
so have you actually find dated?
No.
No, okay.
Because even though I meet people from like time to time, it's just like, after this break, after this, after this ECQ, after this like MECQ. And it's just like, so when are we going to link up? So when? Is it? Am I a joke to you? So like it never pans out nicely, because like there's always like this weird stopping like times where it's like you talk to someone and then they stop talking to you because like you can't see them anyway. So like why do you want to keep on with the conversation if you can't see them anyway? And
okay, so my question is like that's very contradicting, because you already know at our state that we cannot see people anyway, and you know, like our option is basically just online. Like that's just the reality.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
What's your intention with like the whole dating thing? Like, is it just like, you know, to kind of talk to someone while we're like locked out in our four corner rooms, or is something like, oh yeah, I actually want to form a relationship with someone, or what's the intention?
Actually, going into the online dating world, I didn't really have any solid intentions, like, oh, maybe this is just like something to kill time with, or like it's not anything serious. But like, you know, I guess sometimes you meet people that you just click with, and then it's so sad because you can't see them, you can't be with you, like, but
true, the possibilities, am I right,
dude? I know, but like it's so frustrating because like I get it that there's like Netflix party and you can watch movies together, but like we have been so touch deprived that even like the thought of holding hands just like amazes me. Wow.
But yeah, I mean, dating, man, it's a whole discussion. But
Marjolin,
what about me?
What about you?
What about me? What about
me? You're on the hot seat,
dude.
This is my show now.
I'm dating 7 dudes from like Seoul who doesn't know me.
Oh my god, did they sing that song called Dynamite? Because like,
yes, correct. Yeah. All right, but like, you know, to fill you in, I mean, when I moved here, January, Greg, let's backtrack. New Year's, I was still crying, you know, about this. Well, you know, it was like a whole year kind of thing back and forth. But basically, when I moved here to, you know, our place, our new apartment, it was a perfect time to actually leave. But the funny thing is, I left without notice. So
she was like gone, girl. Wow.
Dude. Yeah, I left without notice. And it's been more like 3 months now. And I have never felt better for a long time. Yeah, so I've been really good. Yeah, so dating, not really in the table. I think I'm in a space where I'm kind of enjoying myself, like actually enjoying myself. Kind of just been chilling, enjoying myself, finding things that actually brings me joy and pleasure, which I want to ask you, what has been giving you
joy and pleasure?
Yeah, these days.
Damn, I think since I can't go out, it's just like I've been consuming a lot of media for that, for sure, because like I have more time to like watch films, watch anime, read books, flip through a magazine, but it gets boring, you know.
Oh, true. Yeah, like, do you have any other things that you do besides, like, consuming? Like, or have you been creating?
Can I create depression? Is that a creation? I haven't created anything. Like I said, I do have a channel, but, like, the content, very dry. I only upload once a year. So watch out for that. But other than that...
Oh, my God.
It's... My head is empty, Marge. Like, I'm just vibing.
What's your daily routine, though? Because I know you're studying. So, like, I kind of want to peek in your life. What's a day-to-day basis for Anne these days?
Marge, I wake up, stay still in bed for 20 minutes, go on TikTok, brush my teeth. I don't eat. Like, the first few hours, I don't eat. I stay in my bed. Sometimes I read a book. Sometimes I tease my cats, and usually it's just TikTok. I'm really ashamed, but I am a Gen Z. And then lunch comes, and I take a nap, the daily nap, and then I wake up. It's 5 p.m.
I love naps.
And then
I should take them.
I catch up on, like, films, YouTube sometimes, and then kind of just, like, going to sleep again. And then the next day, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, it gets kind of boring. Because, like, I've been kind of, like, it's like this pandemic slump that I'm going through. But it's definitely going.
True. Like, do you think, you know, like, because pandemics has been, like, what, since March 2020? It's so last. Yeah. Wow. But, like, has this being like the peak of kind of, you know, that slump that you're going through, or has it been like that for a whole year?
Not really. It used to be like better. I used to have like a proper social life. There were times where I actually like going out to do errands just because I'd feel like I'm doing something. I feel busy. And then the ECQ happened, and then everyone can't leave their houses again. I mean, people who don't have jobs, who don't have day jobs, and like basically students. So that kind of like stopped it for me. But I used to able to like plan my day nicely without just staying in bed.
True. But which leads me to, you know, like you mentioned to me that I know we're all like laughing and joking and all that stuff. We can, because it's our shit. But, you know, like you mentioned that you did want to dabble about loneliness, you know, during the pandemic. And I mean, like, you know, it's kind of weird to ask what's that about, but what's going on? Like, because I know you mentioned you're good and all these things, but how do you find loneliness at this time?
The thing is, for me, my loneliness, my
loneliness is, sorry.
girl, when Brittany said that my loneliness is killing me, she was not lying.
Oh, true. My God.
Even you. But, like, for me at least, I think loneliness is something that I can live with. It's not like something that I complain, it's like, fuck, I'm so lonely. It's just like a normal thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the pandemic just like put it in like a different level of like loneliness, because like you can't see your friends. I haven't seen my mom in like 2 years because like she can't go home. And then for most of my friends, it's like that too, because they haven't seen their parents. And it's just like the kind of loneliness that you can't do anything about it. You just feel it. You just sit there and feel the loneliness, because like there's nothing that can fix it, you know, unless COVID magically like disappears one day, which is not going to happen because not everyone is being tested and not everyone is being vaccinated. And people tend to be hopeful, but that leads to just more disappointment. And that's why I feel like I knew I had to be okay with my loneliness, because if I had a problem with it, then I'd be complaining every second of every day. So
sure. Yeah. So like, how different, you know, because I always think, I used to like, you know, have this mindset where I thought it feels like I always carry sorrow, which I think, you know, kind of correlates with loneliness. And it, you know, like in my head, it's just, it's nothing to, you know, when people like hear about it, it's like, it's nothing, you know, like, you don't need to feel bad, you know, for me, we live with it. And so, but I think for me, it kind of shifted, you know, over a few months, like I think after the new year, I think it has a lot to do with moving to a new place and creating, you know, my own space now. I wanted to ask, like, how different is your lonely now prior to, I don't know, like when you felt lonely before the pandemic? What's like similarities, differences? Like, how do you kind of differentiate them?
Okay, I guess the similarity is that it's still loneliness, it's still just a feeling. It's a feeling, and then that it still comes and goes. Like, you're not lonely all the fucking time. It's just like, oh my god, can I curse here? Oh my god,
yes. Yes.
It comes and goes. It comes in waves, you know, like sometimes you're not as lonely, sometimes you're not lonely at all. But like the only difference, and I feel like it's something that who has ever felt lonely would notice, is that usually before, when you feel lonely, it's like, oh, I'm going to call up my friends. We're going to hang out. We're going to go to the mall and just like do dumb shit, you know, just like watch a funny movie, cry to like a really sappy movie, and like that will fix it. Like, oh my god, if you're lonely, you just, you know, you just try to fix it by keeping yourself busy and like seeing other people. But that's the thing, you can't do that now. You can't just tell your friends like, oh, it's like you're free, and it's like, no, because nobody can leave their house. So like,
yeah,
it's the pandemic. Like, I don't really notice the thing. It's just like, to me, when the loneliness comes to me, it's just like, oh, it's here again. But like I can't really pinpoint like the causes anymore. It's like, oh, I'm lonely because of this, or I'm lonely because of this. But like as of now, like right now, I feel like I'm just lonely because of everything. Like everything is lacking, like touch, my social life, just like having conversations with people, being able to eat out on your own. Like, even when the things that you used to do alone, you can't do it now because, like, pandemic.
Yeah, for the Philippines, though, we're not going to come back to, like, the normal until, like, 2025, something like that. And I was just like, huh? Like, wait, what? How old am I going to be? Like,
girl, I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we are aging in this pandemic.
Yes.
And I'm not getting any hotter. Like, I need... I yeah. won't complain.
Yeah. It's such a bad time that we're spending our 20s.
And then I know.
Oh my God.
The same goes for people who are like 18, 17, 19. They're going to miss like that time of their lives where you should be like, shit, fucking around. Like,
right.
Experimenting.
Right. Right. But like, I think, okay, so like we can rant about all these things, right? But also, I wanted to like ask, or has it ever like, you know, came up? Did it ever occur in your mind where, for me, I had this thought where, okay, yes, right? Like, we're missing out a lot on these things. But on the other end, I don't know if it's just me like trying to comfort myself, but I also know like that there's a lot of things on a macro level that is changing because of this pandemic.
Exactly. And I feel like
once we come out of it, it's like going to be a whole, you know, like it's kind of like a reset. I know it feels like we're like in a Black Mirror episode.
A blip. Yeah.
Yes, but we are though. But yeah, I don't know. I just think like, isn't it interesting that we're literally living history, like, you know, in like a history right now where we're going to be
dude,
like,
dude, I know.
Be like, there was a time, you know, where literally.
Yeah, dude, that's why I'm keeping my selfies flawless just in case I end up in the books. I look fire, you know. I wanted the younger generation to know, like, oh, they be looking good though.
yeah because like I mean, like, again, like, this is just like the brighter side. I'm not like saying I don't want to be that person where it's just like good vibes only or whatever, but like I'm just saying at the same time there are definitely good or brighter, I guess, ends on this. And for me, this has been a time where people have been creating a lot, I would say, you know, whether it be journaling or, you know, podcasts or all these things. Again, definitely not, you know, people can rest. It's a lot. But I'm just saying, like, I kind of celebrate, you know, that fact where also a lot of people have been doing a lot of healing. I think, you know, it has been a time where people, like,
I know,
like, on their own, and it was like, well, you know, you kind of, you have to confront your demons. You have a whole year. Has there any, also, like, have you ever thought of, like, the brighter side effects that has happened to you, you know, because of the pandemic?
More time to be in bed. I like what you said, like, people have time to, like, deal with their demons. I feel that on a spiritual level, because now that I have so much time, and sometimes the silence is so loud that I'm faced to like confront some things that has been sitting at the back of my head, which is good, because that's why people are healing, because people are realizing things, you know, just like Kylie Jenner said. But it also takes a toll on you that, you know, you're like dealing with all these like issues that you have had for a while. But I feel like it's good that people are dealing with that, because they're not going to have much extra time once the pandemic is over. And I feel like since we can't grow with people outside, then we have a lot of like growing to do on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So well spoken. Oh my God.
So eloquent. But like, I don't know if, you know, this is a redundant question, but, and also I ask everyone this because I want some tips, and I kind of like want to see if there's something that I can do as well. But how, when, you know, all these challenges come through or happen, how do you practice the whole self-care thing?
How do I do self-care? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So glad that you asked me that.
Let me in.
Okay, so like for me, self-care, I try not to do it every day, because if I do it every day, it just doesn't feel special anymore, you know, like it feels like it's repetitive. So I try to set days for like, oh, I'm going to be working like Monday through Wednesday. I get a break on Thursday. That's going to be my self-care day. And then I would schedule like fun activities for me to do, like lying down in bed, reading a book, going on YouTube, listening to Taylor Swift for 2 hours because I can. And like, I do my skin, usually it's like the skincare stuff at night, like I do like a mask, and it doesn't have to be something so luxurious to feel like it's self-care. It could just be something, you know, that makes you happy in the slightest bit of that, you know, what happiness is. But that works for me.
I mean, like, same. I intentionally just work on Mondays to Thursdays, and Fridays actually are more of an errand day for me. And then kind of like, you know, do like projects that I've been working on, hence we have this recording. And then for the weekends, it's like definitely like whole BTS date. like K-dramas, you know, watch like K-dramas and all these things.
Ma'am, it's what you deserve.
Yeah. Like, I do this thing where, so like, I will take a shower, but like while I'm in the shower, I'll turn my AC on blast in my room, and then I light, you know, some incense or like candles. So like if I enter, you know, like it's already cold, like the vibe is, you know, good, you know, like, yeah.
Home never gets cold. Home never gets cold. I know that because my AC is on blast too.
Oh my god. Yeah, like I do like the whole like yeah date thing, you know, by myself. So I definitely recommend everyone to do that as well.
I just want to say that even though the loneliness can be overwhelming, there's like tiny little things that you can do just to fill it with something, so it's not always there. Because like that's what I do, at least. You know, mm-hmm. It's not always constant. It leaves sometimes. And
I mean, like, you're definitely one of the people that I know who's also very outspoken when it comes to like mental health. Yeah, and I think it all connects with each other. And I too have been going to therapy since the new year, and that has been helping me as well, even if it's just Zoom at the moment. But yeah, how is your are you still going to therapy? Is that something that you...
I haven't been going lately because I don't know, since I was doing therapy so much, like when it was like the face-to-face thing, I kind of had less struggles, but more like I said, it's just more of the loneliness, but it's not like something that I can talk to my therapist and just like ask her to fix it for me. It's like, no, she can't do that. Like, that's why I've been like off. I want to go to therapy, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna complain about the same things.
Right. You did mention that to me a while ago. I remember that you definitely felt like it's kind of just like being repetitive as well. Like you kind of just like complain about the same thing. And yeah, if there's no growth, I guess, then it doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me.
That's why exactly. Like I'm lonely too because I feel so stunted. Because like I feel like I'm not growing just because I feel like the time is going really slow and fast at the same time. But like nothing's happening. Like we're still stuck here in our houses, and it's just it's sad.
It is very sad.
You said that was one very sad.
Yeah, because like, the whole 2020 was that for me. Like it was like a whole mood. And so shifting, transitioning now in a bit, you know, much better place, state, it's kind of weird. And I don't know, like maybe like, you know, like that thing when you're so used to feeling sad or lonely. And then now like I feel so good about myself. I feel so good that I'm creating a lot and there's a lot of things happening. I'm finally doing the things that I've been wanting to do like since last year. And so like I'm filled with like so much gratitude and like I'm really like happy. But definitely there would be times where I would just like feel kind of blue, and you know, some things will kind of remind me of things and people, and it's just like Quintana, it's no big deal.
Quintana. Quintana.
Like I told you, it's no big deal. But
oh my god, it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. It's still like in my head. I mean, I definitely know a lot of people. Actually, earlier, just before our call, I was on our roof deck. You know, I had my whole workout thing, whatever. But I was like watching the sunset. And I think I mentioned this to you already, but I find comfort when I'm kind of like in high places and then like I see, you know, like tiny houses or like the whole paper
trees.
And then like I was like kind of, I had this in my thoughts earlier, I was just like, shit, whole 2019 and 2020 when I was going through this whole like relationship breakup thing or everything else, like with my career and you know, with myself, self-esteem and all that, I looked at like a tiny house from our roof deck and I'm like, I was in that house crying every fucking night in a four-cornered room while the rest of the world happened. And like I see this, you know, it's kind of existential, but I love it. But yeah, like I don't know, like that kind of comforts me. And
me too.
It's like what are like, yeah, the things that kind of comforts you. I don't know. I think that's for me, like that's one thing.
That's why, remember when I sneaked you into the roof deck that we have? We were just like looking at everything. It's like, this is the view. And then we got kicked out. That shit was ridiculous. But wait, things that comfort me?
Mm-hmm.
My cats.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Having pets during a pandemic really helps because like I talk to them sometimes because like the wall's not gonna talk to me. At least my cats are gonna meow. That's it. Like,
true. Does your dad still is around like every day or?
Yes, he's actually not working right now because the MECQ thing. But yeah, I can't get rid of my dad because, like, if I get rid of my dad, then I'm not gonna take care of myself. Like, someone needs to tell me that, like, bitch, you need to get your life together. And that's my dad. You know, that's my dad for me because, like, I can't go through this alone. I feel like I'd be so fucking lonely. But I'm so glad that you're not alone, though. At least you have a roommate, Jason. Yeah. You just, like, knock at his door and just be like, bitch, I'm sad. bestie, I'm sad.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because Jay and I, like, we have our whole, like, you know, like, thing. We, you know, with our work, with the, even with their hobbies, like, he plays games, and I'm, like, I've been painting, you know, recently, and I've also been doing different classes recently as well. So, like, we have, you know, and, but we do have a bonding moment every weekend, or, like, we see each other when we cook, and, you know, stuff like that, and we say hi, hello, but we do have our, like, I don't know, like, Netflix nights, like, every weekend, and just, we just, like, watch dumb Filipino movies.
Come on, they're not dumb because you cried to them. They're not dumb.
But it's so good. They're like, yeah, like YouTube and stuff. And, you know, like, that's enough for us. Like, we have that type of relationship where it's not very clingy. It's just nice to have someone, like, around. And it really works for us. Yeah. He's Capricorn. I have a lot of Capricorn in my chart. So we definitely click when it comes to things. Like, we're very, like, fast paced. We're very, like, okay, we need to do this, or we need to buy this, or we need to clean. Even, like, our cleaning schedule is, like, you know, we have, like, a schedule for cleaning. And we're, like, blasting Taylor Swift. And I love that because cleaning for me is very therapeutic. I don't know for other people. But it definitely is something that I do when I also feel sad because I see a result afterwards and it makes me feel good.
The point to everyone who wants to wife Marge up, she doesn't want a messy house. Put that in.
Put that in the list. True. I did want to ask, what would you do after, like, if the pandemic is over? Like, what's kind of, like, you know, the first
walk naked outside.
Dude, you're gonna be sent back home.
Not, but why not?
Yeah,
what's the first thing that I would do? Hug my family.
Where's your family, mom? Number one. Fly back home here?
Probably she would. She'd probably be, like, quickly home. I'd visit my friends. But one thing that I'm really looking forward to is, like, watching movies again. I don't know. For some reason in Korea, they have these, like, really luxurious, like, private, like, rooms for, like, the theater. But, like, here we don't have that because, you know, third world country. But, yeah, it's something that I'm excited about. I miss the smell of, you know, the theater. That's a different feeling.
Thing that I'm like, I miss the beach. I miss the mountains. I miss, I don't know, getting lost.
On, like, getting lost.
They're, like, in, like, places because I'm really true in a different context. But yeah, I'm really, like, bad at directions, and I think, like, that's one thing that I miss. Yeah, so hopefully.
Me too. We can't hang out together, just us, because, like, we would never go home. We would just keep
going. Yeah, but we probably have the best stories, though.
This is why we are always caught doing something.
But we're not so sure. So you can ask me whatever, you know, like that question that you did have for me. It's so interesting. I get like
I need a drum roll for this. Okay, this is like a serious question for me because it's kind of like I'm seeking advice, but it's also a question for you. Because, like, I am reaching, like, my mid to shut up.
I clapped because you were like, it is me, like, asking for advice, and I'm like, do I look like I give, like, you know, good advice? But, like, thank you, that's a compliment.
Come on,
okay.
Come on, you're an air sign. Do you still think that? Because, like I said, we're in our late 20s, do you think in this like economy, in this world, with the reality of everything, do you think it's still practical to get married one day, have kids, like do all that, you know, the family stuff for people like us? We think about this shit, you know, like we think about this. Come on.
Right. So the question is, do I think it's practical? Is that the main question?
Yeah, do you think it's practical? Like, it's still doable at this time to, like, get married, raise kids, or is there just, like, another way of, like, being partners with someone that doesn't necessarily mean getting married, you know?
Right. I love that question because actually... because right now I'm taking a course which is called Love is Liberation, and it's basically, you know, a program where we tackle what does love mean, but like we delve deep into like this, the monogamy culture, where we basically live in a society where we are definitely taught, you know, this is like how love looks like. You date, you know, you get together, you get official, you live in together, you get married, you get kids, live a family, leave a legacy behind with the kids, whatever. And like that has always been the picture. But little do we know, like, you know, like there's definitely different ways to love, and like that's basically, you know, like you don't have to get married, you don't have to, you know, have kids and all these things. And so to answer your question, do I think it's doable? Yes, definitely. I still see people get married, you know, during the pandemic and have kids during the pandemic. So if it's the question of if it's doable, it definitely is, because I feel like who's stopping them, right? Like if they want to, they can. But do I think it's practical?
Yeah, but you think it's practical.
Do I think it's practical in this economy? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. That's my answer. But so like for me, I think it, or like marriage and kids, it always just boils down with, so the thing is, I don't care much for it.
Honestly, I wonder what she has to say about this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be that cool pita, you know, like I'm
right, but I don't care much for it. I'm definitely not in a headspace where I'm thinking about it, but my stance with marriage and kids right now is I cannot picture myself on it yet. I don't think it's necessary. I'm not pressured to it really. I think I'm in a space where I'm relearning what this partnership or love means. Because again, like this program kind of like, it was like an eye-opener for me, where I was kind of just like, when I did, you know, have a partner, I really thought as well, like, that's how you do it. And then coming out of it, it's like, whoa, okay, like, there's definitely different ways on what partnership means, and doesn't have to be this exactly. way. You don't have to be married. But I'm definitely happy for people, you know, who pursues marriage and kids, like, props to them. It's definitely a whole level, new level of commitment. But for me, it's just not in the picture at the moment. But that's funny because I don't know about you. You know, like when people say usually, typically, girls would always have this like dream wedding, dream proposal.
Dude,
I don't have one. When I hang out, you know, with my girlfriends back in high school, and like everybody talks about like love or partners or like their dream proposals or wedding, they all have stories. And literally, I'm just like there sitting, like, I don't have one. I don't think I've ever like really gave it a lot of thought. It was just like something that I don't kind of care about. Yeah, what do you think? What's your stance on that?
I don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. I want to be the cool aunt. It's just that I know. I feel like, well, it's not just feeling, but I feel like it goes for everyone, that society has a way of like getting into your head that's like, oh, you need to have like a spouse so you don't grow up alone. You need to have kids so like someone would take care of you when you're older. And it's just like, I don't know. I still don't know the answer to it either. It's like, I don't know. Who knows? A bitch might get married. A bitch might get knocked up and have kids. But like, it's such like an abstract thing to me too. Like, it's something that I really do not see. It's just that I do feel pressured sometimes.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Interesting. Why?
I know, I feel pressured. Because, like, I grew up in, like, a really, it's not, like, a super Catholic, but it's, like, it's just that I have grown up to, like, see people, like, oh, they get married, they move out of their house, they move on, and then, you know, they just visit from time to time. And I'm just, and I've seen some of my aunts, too, who grew up alone, miserable. I'm not scaring all, like, the people who are planning to, like, you know, live their lives alone. That is totally valid. That is totally doable. Yes. But since I've, you know, like, I've seen that growing up, I'm just like, am I going to be like that too when I grow up? Like, am I going to be like them when I grow up? You know, it really took me a while. Like, that's why it bothered me. But, like, it took me a while to realize I can just fend for myself, you know? Like, the decisions that I make in life will not necessarily make me miserable. Just because I'm alone doesn't mean I'm miserable. You know,
yeah.
It's something that I have to realize on my own. Because, like, before I was also, like, really obsessed with the idea of, like, being with someone, being in love with someone, starting a family with someone. You know, the conventional way of, like,
yeah,
living your life. But
yeah, we all are, though. And it's like, the thing is, there's definitely no shame for people, right, who want to have a family, who wants to get married. And there's also no shame for people who choose to live, like, by themselves. Like, that's definitely a whole different thing too. I think for me, it really just boils down to, like, let people, you know, live their life.
Let people enjoy things. Exactly.
Yeah, as long as it's, like, healthy and, you know, no one's getting harmed. But yeah, for me, I definitely see one right now. I definitely want to have, you know, in the future, I definitely want to live my life having someone to share it with. I feel like that's kind of the charm of life. You know, I feel like my teenage years has been spent in solitude, and, you know, the whole, like, I'm so alone, or, like, you know, I can't reach out to
No, don't talk to me.
But, like, it was like life-changing, the whole transition where she's like, oh, like, you can actually share your life. And now I'm just like, it's so nice. Like, to just, like, connect and share things. And, you know, people would just, like, message me out, oh, I thought of you because of this. Or, like, people would just, like, send photos and stuff. And I'm just like, yes, that's the whole point, girl. Like, you know, we need to connect. We need to, like,
exactly,
share.
I love it.
Yeah. So I definitely would want someone to share my life with. And that's the thing, too. Like, it doesn't have to be a romantic partner, right? That's what I'm also, like, learning, that platonic friendships are so important. Like, I saw this post that says, just friends, you know, like, well, when you have a partner, say, you know, you have a partner, you hang out with someone, and you come home to your partner, and the partner's like, oh, like, who'd you hang out with? And then you're like, oh, just, you know, just my friends. They're just friends. And then the whole thought is just like, why do you kind of, you know, the whole, you know, statement, just friends, feels kind of inferior, when literally these just friends are, like, you're the people that you cry, you know, when things are fucking miserable, or, like, these you're just right friends, exactly, these just friends are literally the ones who are there on people all your breakups, on, you know, when you fail on your career, or you don't have a job, or you don't have these, and why, you know, why do we put romantic relationships in the pedestal when friendships are literally, like, you know, the top, the queens and the kings of it. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole partnership, love, marriage, kids thing.
I also just say that I feel like people often forget that friendships are relationships too, and that it grows too. It's not, you know, it can grow too. And I feel like we underestimate friendship so much just because we're not getting more than the bare minimum from the person. But usually for people who would, like, stop the rain for you, it's like, damn, you're lucky to have people like that if you have that in your life.
It's true though. I mean, like, I've only had one partner, but, you know, in that 3 years, we compared to, I guess, like, you, who, like, just, it's just an example, but all I'm saying is I probably spent more intimate times, right, with my friends.
Exactly.
You know, the partner that I've had, and definitely something that I want to nurture more is, like, you know, my friendships and have it thrive. So yeah, marriage, kids, not in the picture.
not in the picture.
I don't know. Kids. What if it's
BTS though?
Okay, when? I'm all for it. Yeah.
She's only gonna break for BTS, you guys. Over.
See though, having a family with one of the members, nah, I don't know. No, it's just like I'm speaking from a fangirl like perspective.
What is your current bias? I feel like yours changed.
It changes like depende sa gay single. No, seriously though, right now I'm kind of part-eyed for Suga, but definitely
he's so talented.
Yeah, like my original was Taeyong, so it's like, it's okay, I'll come back to you, but right now, you know, I'm kind of,
it's okay, baby, you get to pick your poison. Yeah. It's okay.
To wrap up and stuff, I definitely have like one last question for you. I'm just gonna like shoot it. If you could have it your way, who would you be? Where would you be, and what would you be doing?
That's so hard.
Okay, let's change questions. I'm easy. Let's just change questions.
No. I do like it, but it's kind of hard and I have to think about it. Okay, what was the first question? Who do I want to be? It doesn't have to be any one specific, right? It could be just like, I just want to be like the person that I want to be. Oh my God, I want to be like this artist who creates so much. Like, she has her own studio and like, She's like thriving in every way, and she's not letting her demons get to her. Basically perfection, you know. I strive for perfection every day. I always fail though, but like, yeah, I want to be someone who's like fully in control of her life, that she's not depending on anyone to like make it better or like help her. And it's just like, and I'm not, you know, because I'm not like that. I can't be too proud and say that I'm thriving on my own. Like, there are factors, that's why I'm like this. But yeah, to be fully independent on your own seems like magic to me.
Yeah, and you will, I'm sure. You will get there.
What was the next question?
Where would you be and what would you be? Well, you already answered kind of what would you be
doing. I would be on Korea, like,
yes.
Working with the oppas.
Yes.
And I would probably be a K-pop trainee, honestly. I'm not even going to lie.
I love that.
I would have been like...
Yeah. I love that. A follow-up question, though. What promise do you want to keep yourself to yourself this year? Hard one.
Yeah, that kind of like punched me in the gut for a little bit because I had to think about it. But one thing that I am keeping, though, since like... I'm just gonna chica this to you personally, but like, no.
Okay.
I've been through a lot. That made me like vibe check myself. Like, you know, like, should I be doing this? Should I be making these decisions? But like, one thing that I promised myself is that I will not let myself fear inferior without my consent. Cause like, queen shit, like, queen me is like, remember in Princess Diaries they said that? And I was just like, that is the moral of the story. And it's true. Cause like, I have been letting some people like step all over me, and I don't say anything just because like I don't want to make such a fuss about it, and I hate confrontations, and it just like drains the heck out of me to fix something that seems so easy to fix, but like the person on the other side doesn't come through for me, you know. We can't come up with a decision where we both agree on, and I'm just not gonna let that happen to me, because like, I have been called so many names. I have been, rumors have been like spread about me, and it's just like, why do I let people do this to me?
Why is my question.
Exactly. And I am the person in question. Why do I let people do this to me? So I promised myself, like, girl, I got your back now. You're good. Like, you don't, the only decisions that you make, if it makes you happy, then it's a good decision.
Yeah, sure. Preach.
Preach, 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 preach.
I love it.
Like, I don't have to be the bigger person all the time. Just that too. Because I feel like people would always forgive and forget just to be the bigger person. But like, if it's happened like quite a lot, and your patience is hanging on by a thread, and then feel free to cut off this person that made you feel like you're not good enough. And that's on what Mida.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of just, like, you know, in summary, has a lot to do with boundaries. And exactly. It's definitely a tricky thing to tap on with relationships. I have to learn a lot from that, too. But, yeah, I think that's kind of, you know, what I have for you. I'm glad to check in with you.
Once again, that's been Anne, and I hope you all enjoyed our second episode for Just Checking In. I'd love to know what you guys think. Follow me at Marge's Study Studio for updates, and feel free to share your feelings and thoughts about this. We have 3 more episodes for this season, so make sure you tune in. Be well, everyone.